Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaisu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaisu and Ryan. We're here at Fun Expo 2014 with the amazing artist, Mr. Mike Ruth. Hey, nice to see you again, sir.
Nice to see you guys, too. Thanks for dropping by.
No problem. Checking out your website lately, and man, your work is outstanding.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, it is.
I admired your Walking Dead and Green Arrow photos.
Oh, right on. Thanks, man. Yeah, Green Arrow's always one of my favorite of mine, so he's always fun to draw, and the Walking Dead stuff practically draws itself these days. So.
Oh, definitely. Now, I meant to ask you last time, what's the strangest thing that you've ever been commissioned to draw, or the weirdest thing?
It's probably a little bit too weird for radio, boy, that's... I get some odd requests. I do get some odd requests. The strangest one was probably reaching some kind of a more adult audience levels, but it was about a... It was a lady who was really into... well, she was really into her own image and her own kind of look, and she was also really into squids and stuff. And I'll leave it hanging there because it was an interesting job, to say the least.
I've heard of genres like that.
Yeah, but, you know, I've gotten some pretty cool requests, too. I get a lot of requests, like, you know, someone wants to see their dad as a Green Lantern, or their dog as a Red Lantern, or something like this, or different, you know, or their dad as a Viking, or you know, their son as a superhero of some kind. So I enjoy that kind of stuff too. But yeah, it's always fun, always interesting.
That's cool. Do you have a favorite character to draw, actually?
Oh man, my favorite character is the Thing from Fantastic Four, but I never feel like I do a good job drawing him. I've had in 10,000 tries, I think I've probably had one or two successful drawings that I felt were good enough to post online or to you know, call part of my portfolio. But no, he's a character that I put a lot of reverence on, so as a result I don't ever feel like I draw him well enough, but I do enjoy drawing the kind of more monstrous characters. I draw a lot of Batman and stuff like that, obviously, but I think if I get a chance to draw characters like Sabretooth, or characters that I really liked as a kid, like Lobo, of course I love drawing Conan, and I draw any kind of Conan stuff all the time, so yeah, that kind of stuff usually.
Cool. And who were some of your influences?
In terms of art, I think, oh man, as a kid, I think I really, really loved John Byrne's work when he was on Fantastic Four, and his X-Men stuff, of course, was great. I think I was more of a, I was not really an X-Men guy as a kid, I was more of an FF kid, so I liked his work on that. And Mike Grell, I liked Mike Grell's work on Green Arrow. He was, Longbow Hunters was my favorite graphic novel at that time. And
just reread that recently.
Yeah, me too. I try to reread it every couple of years if I remember, usually every year if I can. I just love that book because, you know, the Longbow Hunters, you pick it up, and it really is a multimedia, you know, for its time. It's a marvel. I mean, you have some panels that are inked and colored traditionally. You have some that are set on top of a gray, you know, beautiful Ingress paper that he's drawn on. Some of them are watercolors. Like, the whole book is assembled out of paintings and drawings, and it was really just kind of a nice way to look at how you can make comics in a non-traditional way, you know? I loved his work. So he was a big influence for sure. And John Buscema was like my favorite. I've never been sure if I say his name right, but
I think he did pretty good.
John
actually.
Buscema, John yeah. Buscema, something like that. I loved his work. His Conan stuff is probably the most influential in terms of a guy who could really just do it all, you know, pencil, ink, and tell a story in 3D. I mean, it was John Buscema for sure.
That's a great Avengers work for him. Too.
Oh yeah, his Avengers stuff was awesome. And you know what? Like honestly, I had a tattered old, barely held together, taped together copy of How to Draw Comics the Marvel Way, and every single page of that was his work, with the exception of the examples that they would show of like finished work. But it was him. It was at a, you know, him and Stan doing that book. And I mean, you know, it's funny. There's so many drawing books out there now, but that one to me is always one that really, I really held on to. It really had an impact. And he just had a very simple way of laying it out and making figures move on the page. And I still hold on to a lot of the techniques I picked up from that book, even though I was very young when I did it. So
that's cool.
Yeah, John Buscema was great.
Cool. Now, I read that you're actually the official artist of Niagara Falls Comic-Con this year.
Yeah. The last couple of years, I've been doing a lot of promotional work and event posters for the Ottawa Comic-Con and for Montreal Comic-Con and different shows. But yeah, I'm doing the stuff this year for Niagara Falls, which is, like, fast becoming my favorite show. I mean, I grew up in St. Catharines, so it's a little bit... It's close to home in that regard. But it's a fantastically run show. It's they always have a great turnout of celebrities, and I always... always do great business there. Like, I meet great fans and get really cool requests, sketch requests. So it's an awesome show. I'm really looking forward to this year. I hope I get to meet Ric Flair. It's I'm a super wrestling fanboy at heart, and the fact that I'm even in the same building as Ric Flair is usually a big enough thing for me. But the fact that I got to draw him, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that. There's a cool thing coming out that I drew that's got Ric Flair in it that you guys are gonna love. So
oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
See that.
It's gonna be fun.
Now, Ryan had some questions about the Viking series you were working on.
Yeah, we briefly touched on that when we met you at the GTA. You sort of saying it's some.
It's actually something that it was an idea that I've had for a little while. It's actually been kind of growing for about a year now in real, you know, in real focus. It's basically a Viking horror story. It's going to be a very short story to kind of introduce what's going to be a much bigger world. And the difficulty is working as an illustrator and working also as a janitor part time and, you know, having a couple of real world jobs. It's difficult to find the time to put all my fist and fury into the project. But it's going to be called Widow's Wake. I'm doing it with my wife Erica Wallace Ruth. She's writing it and I'm writing it as well. We're kind of tag teaming it. My wife's also a silversmith and she makes handmade jewelry, hammered and fired in an anvil, you know, the old school way. It's pretty cool. When we're at home working in the studio, I mean, nothing gives me a bigger thrill than listening to upstairs. She's like banging away on the anvil. There's a hammer on an anvil going all day. It's like a beat. That's like a bass note to whatever I'm drawing downstairs. So she loves the Viking stuff too. It's always been very close to my heart. And so the story is really just the thrust of the story is, you know, Vikings believe that if they die in combat, they have a valorous death in combat, that they'll be rewarded with a great afterlife in Valhalla, feasting and fighting at Odin's side, and all the beer they can drink, and, you know, just this wonderful party lifestyle, just this afterlife awaiting them for their glory, you know, for the glory of their great death. And so my story is kind of like, well, what if that wasn't true? What if it was all a lie? And what if the Valkyries, the choosers of the slain who come down to retrieve the fallen dead, what if they actually weren't what they appeared? And what if it was a really, really ugly situation? What if it wasn't what they hoped for? And so the story is kind of from the perspective of a man who's dying on the battlefield and wondering if his future is going to be these Valkyries descending from heaven. And they do, but it's not quite what he expects. So I'm excited about it. I'm really kind of jazzed about it. It's just, like I said, it's hard to find the time to sit and put those hours in and knock the pages out, but it's coming slowly. We're actually hoping to release it. Unfortunately, we won't have it in time for Niagara Falls Comic Con. But hopefully a few weeks later when I do Heroes in Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm hoping I can have it ready by then. But, you know, worst case scenario, things have sometimes a benefit of coming out a little bit later and having a little bit more time put into them. And I certainly don't want to rush what I'm doing. I'm enjoying it too much to rush it. So I think when it does come out, it'll be the right time. And I think people are going to dig it. A little bit different. Something a little bit different.
Well, I can't wait for it to come out.
Thanks, man.
I can't wait to read that.
Just started getting into Vikings, like the TV show,
cool.
And I'm loving it. So,
you know, I've only seen a few smatterings of that show. I actually haven't owned a TV in a couple of years, so I'm hearing about, oh, Ruth, are you watching Vikings? Oh, Ruth, have you watched Vikings yet? And I haven't, and it kills me. I've seen a few little bits. I think I was in Montreal last year, and I saw they had cable TV at the hotel I was at, and I watched the last episode, I think, of season one. So I had nowhere idea where I was in the picture of the story, but I was blown away at the quality, and the characters are fantastic. So, I mean, yeah, mine is a much more fantastical story. It's not really, it does have its roots in history, but it's not going to be as historically accurate as the tale of Ragnar Lodbrok, which is a pretty big Viking story in real life. I mean, to see it in television is fantastic. So, yeah, I love what they're doing, for sure. I just love that there's a Viking TV show. I mean, just saying that out loud is awesome, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like living in this world where we have Marvel Comics and films and all these amazing things that are happening. Like, as a kid, you could never have convinced me that we'd have an Avengers movie or we'd have a Winter Soldier movie. I mean, give me a break.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
I haven't even seen it yet, but I mean, I've heard only good things about the stuff that's coming out. So, but the Viking stuff's great. Like, I'm glad the Viking stuff is kind of, the zombie craze has been so long lived. I kind of hope that zombies, as they fade out, are replaced by Vikings, and I want to be there drawing zombie Vikings.
I'm just going to say,
create a gap in between.
Yes.
I think I've given away too much, but no. It's a cool, it's going to be a cool project.
Well, we can't wait for it to come out.
So. Thanks, man. I'm stoked about it, too. So so watch for it the next couple months. If you're following me on Twitter, Uncouth Ruth on Twitter or on Instagram, I put up something every Wednesday. It's called Widow's Wake Wednesday. It might be a sample of a comic book. It might be a full page. It might be a pinup of one of the characters. It might just be whatever scribbled, whatever I can scribble down that day in, you know, the course of a busy day. But yeah, there'll be something every Wednesday for you out there.
Nice.
Widow's Wake.
Cool. That's
going to be fun.
Well, thanks for talking to us again, yes, Mike.
My pleasure, guys. Always look forward to this show. We'll see you
definitely.
Next time.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.